Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Dr. Joseph Chow joining us live this morning, Medical Director of Western New York Immediate Care. Dr. Chow, it's always great to have your insight. We're looking at the COVID picture right now with the Delta variant. It seems like we're starting to see a pandemic of the unvaccinated, not necessarily here, but around the country. What are you thinking?
Yeah, certainly this has become a tale of two cities, so to speak, where the Delta variant, which is the predominant variant in the country now, and I think we knew it was coming this way. It is certainly a tale of two cities where the unvaccinated or the not fully vaccinated, that's where we're seeing the overwhelming amount of hospitalizations as well as positive cases. Absolutely.
Now, so many more people are talking about masks. A return to masks in Los Angeles. They're saying masks regardless of vaccination status, everyone required to wear a mask inside. I'm a little confused on this as to why that guidance would be put back in place. We heard the CDC tell vaccinated people that they don't have to wear masks unless the science changed or there's new data showing that vaccines don't work. Why would the requirement change?
So you're right. CDC has not at this point changed their stance on masks, although we are seeing, from we spoke several weeks ago, I think we even said don't throw away those masks just yet, kind of with the upcoming variants that are out there. So there are areas that we know that are going to see spikes. Again, the areas where the vaccination rates are low. And keep in mind, unvaccinated kids are a big portion of that population that can't get vaccinated just yet. And so we're seeing the variant run through these areas and masking, again, these measures that we have become so familiar with and then were able to lift over the summer. Some of these measures are the ones that actually will prevent it from spreading more as well as vaccination. So I think in these areas that are these spikes, these surges and hotspots, and LA is one of those, you are seeing that mandate or that recommendation to come back. And that's why you even saw the American Academy of Pediatrics start recommending children wearing them too, because they are not able to get vaccinated at this time.
Is it dangerous to make kind of sweeping recommendations like that, though? You heard the American Academy of Pediatrics. We were, of course, talking a lot about that this week, recommending masks in school. But to, say Western New York is the exact same as, name a school district in Alabama or, out in Montana or somewhere else around the country. I mean, it's a completely different picture, right?
Yeah, dangerous from the standpoint that I think we talked before about confusion. There's always been some confusion in masking. And then finally in the summer, we had some clarity about vaccinated versus unvaccinated. Now it's adding a little bit more confusion also. So, yes, I think from that standpoint, I think it's going to cause, hey, do I wear a mask? Do I not? I think really simply if you're unvaccinated, I think that hasn't changed, that you still should be wearing masks. If you're vaccinated, then you do not. I would put an asterisk about things can change. Let's see what happens with the Delta variant in the coming weeks. We certainly see these spikes right now. Let's see what happens with that ahead of, fall, the flu season, school, all these events that are coming up soon.
How much do vaccinated people have to worry right now outside of breakthrough cases?
Yeah, I would say careful eye concern. Vaccinated, we do know if you're vaccinated certainly with the mRNA vaccines, you're still going to be fairly well protected against this. We do see that there are some breakthrough cases. Those tend to be with the symptoms tend to be more mild, and the ones that do get hospitalized tend to have quite a bit of medical conditions. So for the general populace, if you are vaccinated, even with Delta, you should be doing fairly well and protected.
Is the term breakthrough a little bit misleading when talking about, you know, some of these infections? Because a lot of people who are vaccinated and are asymptomatic, it's recommended from the CDC, unless something changed that I missed, that you don't get tested if you're asymptomatic. But still, that's going on. And this is where you're going to get some of these positive cases and positive test results that, I mean, couldn't this PCR test just be detecting virus particles, meaning that you're not really infected, you just kind of have the virus around, and then, you know, all of a sudden we're talking about a breakthrough case is what the numbers show, even if that's not what's really happening?
Yeah, breakthrough at least, I guess, would hedge more towards being conservative. If you think you have it, consider getting testing. Those should be more if you're symptomatic. So if you have any type of symptoms, even if you're vaccinated, you should really still get tested. So, you know, from the breakthrough standpoint, perhaps they should add another word, breakthrough with symptoms. But for simplicity's sake, you know, I think breakthrough is what is being thrown out there right now. Just to say, if you do feel like you have symptoms, it's still a good idea to get checked and talk to a clinician, consider getting tested.
Dr. Chow, you were mentioning the mRNA vaccines just a minute ago. Is the J&J vaccine less effective against the Delta variant?
At this point right now, all the vaccines are still better than natural immunity. I'd have to take a look at the data to see if it is as effective as the mRNAs, but we know right now the mRNA vaccines are highly effective against the Delta. Other things that we've known about immunity, if you had COVID in the beginning from what was essentially the Alpha variant, that natural immunity is really not going to protect you very well against Delta. So saying, hey, I had COVID 1 year ago is unlikely to protect you against the Delta now. So even more of the reason to get the current vaccines. And again, the J&J, I believe, is effective also to put into the vaccines.
Yeah, all these headlines from the past 24 hours coming off of one study regarding the Johnson & Johnson vaccine and the Delta variant. All of a sudden, you have these headlines that's not as effective, but still, everything we've heard is that they're, you know, vaccinated people aren't the ones being hospitalized, that, you know, there's no problems. We haven't heard of any real world, you know, scenarios where the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is less effective. I mean, is this something where you have to be careful? You can look at one study with a very small sample size, or, I mean, we do have a lot of real world information here.
Yeah, that's right. I think really, again, to kind of make it boil it down, to make it simple, is the vaccines that you're going to get is definitely going to protect you. Certainly, if you haven't had COVID, but even if you did have COVID from way back when, months ago, or you know, even last year, the vaccines are still going to protect you much better than nothing, certainly, but even if you've had COVID.
Dr. Chow, we appreciate your time. Thanks so much. Dr. Joseph Chow, Medical Director of Western New York Immediate Care.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.